And we conclude this morning with a broadcast first heard 38 years ago and which captures the essential truth of what happened on the streets of Derry, on the streets of the Bogside, on Bloody Sunday in January 1972.
It began with the need to comment.
Poet Tom Kinsella.
On a political affair, the whole business of Bloody Sunday in Derry.
This taken from an archived edition of the poetry programme.
The Widgery Tribunal and its findings were clearly unjust, and I had to indulge in some kind of journalism.
There are echoes of Pope and Dryden here, the savagery, the bluntness of the language, the power of the rhyming couplet.
So I seized all the forms, all the available forms that might be of use, including the old four-beat rhyming couplet, and in form the Irish form Aisling.
Essentially, this is Thomas Kinsella reporting, and I use the word with deliberation, reporting from Derry, very shortly after Bloody Sunday, after the publication of Widgery.
The poem itself was written extremely fast. I had to abandon standards, accept the notion of doggerel, and write the best doggerel I could, dealing with the point. It then needed to be published very quickly, and standards again didn't matter a great deal. The simplicity of the presentation, even the cheapness of the final book, was made part of the point. It was a bit like a ballad sheet.
We'll hear the full poem presently, but remember that the Stevens Inquiry, which was published this week, took 12 years to complete, hundreds of millions in cost, 10 volumes. Does it all convey more truth than is in this poem? Often truncated, this is the full text of the poem read by Tom Kinsella from his Cladder Records CD. Some years ago, he spoke about how the poem had been received over its first 30 years.
Reaction to the poem was as confused and as mixed as the origin. I've heard that in certain quarters that were absolutely stunned by the injustice of the Widgery findings, that it acted as a kind of lance and eased the situation. On the other hand, it was diagnosed by other members of the audience as something that made me, he has ruined himself. And I knew what that meant. And I believe there was a certain element of truth in that, that it has had a permanent effect on the reception of my own work in certain quarters. It was criticized for it being doggerel, for being uncalled for being incomplete, and for not being poetry at all. But it has, I believe, survived as a necessary poem.